Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, cars submerged and drivers stranded. The biggest storm of the year still making a mess right now around the Bay Area.
And we're going to show you where that rain is falling now, but maybe more importantly, how much longer it's going to take for it to turn off. We'll have that coming up in just a bit.
This area of Millbrae Avenue still completely flooded. The traffic has picked up. We'll have more on which areas to avoid coming up in the next few minutes.
And turning the lights back on, but not for everyone. We break down the parts of the Bay Area still without power right now. Good morning to you. It's Monday, October 25th. Ellen Keeks.
I'm Amanda Starantino. We begin with the biggest story of the morning. The weather, a stretch of Alameda County freeway shut down due to all that flooding. You can see people actually getting out of their cars at one point overnight and wading through the water. We'll check out the latest conditions there live in just a moment.
First responders stayed on standby overnight in the Santa Cruz Mountains and the CZU Complex Fire burn scar. Their concern, possible debris flow.
It's a part of living in the mountains. Hopefully we don't get a mudslide. Hopefully trees don't fall on our house.
And can you imagine seeing this in front of you on the road? The winds blew a semi-truck on its side toward other lanes of traffic. Check that out. Wow, this is on the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge. No word on any injuries, but this was just one of several trucks that blew over on the bridge yesterday.
Just frightening. We have live team coverage all morning long, checking out the impact from the storm still lingering this morning.
We begin with our Justin Andrews live with that hectic commute on 880. Quite the Monday morning mess, Justin.
It certainly is, and that flooding on the freeway is what prompted all of this traffic. You're looking at southbound 880 this morning. This is an update we just got minutes ago. Northbound lanes, we're talking two of them, have just reopened. So that's good news for drivers in that direction. But I want to bring up this video here very quickly. This is not good. This is what it looked like around 2 o'clock this morning. Pretty scary conditions on the freeway. Wow, a lot of standing water here. And this is between the Thornton and Mowry exits along 880 in Fremont. Cars were stuck and some partially submerged in some of these high waters. At one point, people were practically wading in the water just trying to get some help. CHP says that water levels in this area are extremely high and downright dangerous. Drone footage also illustrating just how high these waters are. An officer said the water reached the door of his patrol car. Long lines of cars here too. Some were stranded again. Two lanes of traffic northbound on 880 have just reopened. Southbound lanes that you can see behind me still shut down at this hour. I've covered flooding for many years, and some emergency crews have always told me when it comes to drivers to turn around, don't drown, because you don't know exactly how deep these waters are. And I think that's certainly something we can tell drivers and remind drivers this morning too. Gianna, you've been looking at the roads all morning. What are you seeing right now?
It is a messy commute, and you're exactly right. Be very careful when you're out there. When you see standing water, try to avoid it if you can. And you know that drive along 880, there's a lot of cars stuck in that backup. So I'm gonna help you get around that mess. You're gonna wanna stick with some alternates in the meantime. Use Mission Boulevard, 238, that'll get you around that. Also Fremont Boulevard could be a good option for surface streets in and around that area. 680 extra busy this morning, likely due to a lot of people using that instead of 880. We're seeing brake lights already south 680 out of Pleasant Hill as you work your way through the Sunol grade. So just a heads up, and yeah, just be careful out there. We're still dealing with some rainy weather, those slick surfaces, and it could be problematic if you're headed towards the Dumbarton Bridge. So might use the San Mateo Bridge as an alternate. Westbound 24, I've had my eye on this crash as well. An overturned vehicle blocking that number two lane. Traffic backed up almost to Lafayette at this point. So that is a very slow ride now. If you're taking 24, even if you're commuting out of 680 through Walnut Creek, trying to get onto 24, those brake lights start through Lafayette as you work your way through Orinda. BART might be a good option. I do know that runs in that area as well. Ceremony area, if you're headed on 280 through Colma, we've got some brake lights here as well. A handful of crashes reported near Hickey, near Ceremony, and that is causing a lot of brake lights as well. So again, a good idea not to travel through any sort of standing water. In fact, take a look at this. Pleasant Hill, police showing a car on fire overnight while stuck in a flood. So police are reminding you to not drive through flooded areas. They say doing so can cause serious mechanical issues resulting in an electrical fire. year just like this one. So be careful out there. Len and Amanda.
All right, Gianna, thank you so much. Let's turn things over now to KPIX 5 Jocelyn Moran. She's live at a flooded intersection in Millbrae with a look at the conditions there. We saw you earlier. It looks like traffic was picking up.
Yeah, that's right. Right now, it's not really raining, but the traffic has picked up. Some cars have decided to drive through this flooded area. Other cars are deciding to turn around and be safe. You can see just this area at the intersection by the BART station and the Chevron gas station. These three cars appear to be stuck. Now, we did actually just speak to the owner of the Chrysler, that white car you see right now. They actually say that they had a flat tire yesterday and thought they would make it to the gas station. Then their car got stuck. But just to talk about how dangerous these conditions are, the person we just spoke with, they were coming to look at their car right now, and the car they're in, they just got a flat tire as well. So again, being careful in these conditions. The rain has started to pick up just in the last 30 seconds or so. We'll be here monitoring these conditions, and any updates we have, we'll bring that to you. For now, live in Millbrae, I'm Jocelyn Moran, KPIX 5.
Okay, we're not done with this rain just yet. We're mostly done. Hang in there till the late morning, but since we still have a Monday morning commute that this system is determined to play a role in, let's get you updated on where you're likely to encounter some of this leftover rain. Primarily, it's going to be Peninsula, East Bay, and South Bay, although I need to include North Bay in that as well. It's just the center of the system now is focused down really for the Peninsula and the East Bay. But, I mean, we're talking about semantics there. There's rain for the East Bay Hills, just east of Hayward. That drive across 580 through the canyon is going to be wet. You get over to the Peninsula, you're more likely to encounter more rain on 280 than 101. If you're up in the hills, it's going to be rainier than it will be down at the lower, lower elevation 101. That's kind of the generalized takeaway for your morning commute. It's not significant enough rain in the hills that it should impact the drive up there. Just know the windshield wipers are going to be going more there. And in the North Bay, it's really 37 and 101. Think of kind of the ring around San Pablo Bay and then down towards Southern Marin. That's where we've got some of the best rain here. And then that does extend up into Napa. Most of the rest of Sonoma County, thankfully, is not getting rained on right now. And that's where we saw some of our heaviest totals yesterday. So what happens for the rest of the morning? We're going to kind of keep it like this. We'll chase the showers on high-def Doppler, but it'll be a very similar story to what I just showed you until we get past about 9 in the morning. And then things will quiet down. There might still be a few scattered showers out there that'll hang on as we go through the later hours of the morning, but that should pretty much be about it. That's a quick update for now. We'll go into more details on the system, including the records we shattered for rainfall. More on that later. For now, guys, back to you. I'll see you in a bit.
I'm Ann Makovic in the live news desk, and we have some school closures to tell you about because of flooding today, all in Sonoma County. Of course, as Darren just mentioned, they have seen many inches of rain, so we're talking having trouble getting to and from school, but also potential damage to some of the school buildings. So the Bennett Valley Union District closing K through 6 campuses. Preschools will be open there. All schools in the Gurnville School District closed. Same for the Montgomery Elementary School District and Anderson Valley Community Day School is also closed today. And at this point, no estimated time of reopening those schools. So in the meantime, it is a very good day to just stay home. So that's good news for school kids who maybe want that day off. Back to you.
I'm sure some of those kids are loving that. Well, taking a live look at the PG&E outage map right now, Bay Area-wide, more than 68,000 customers are without power. The Peninsula and North Bay, the hardest hit areas. Right now, we'll keep you posted on those outages throughout the morning.